You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When weeks can feel like years, that is what the first half of 2020 brought to financial markets here in the U.S. There was more market activity and angst, it seems, in the last 6 months than we sometimes see in a full year, if not a few years. So how are things shaping up as we enter into the third quarter? Jason Norris, Executive Vice President of Research and Portfolio Management at Ferguson Wellman, is joining us today to talk about this. Jason, good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me back, Gemma.
So are there reasons to be hopeful about the market, but at the same time, needing to still maybe have some caution around it?
I think that's a great balance. Near-term caution. As you know, there's a lot of uncertainty here with the recent spikes in COVID outbreak cases in parts of the country. However, longer term, we think we managed through this. That we will have vaccines later this year, early 2021, and therapeutics are helping people live when they get admitted to the hospital. So it's going to be tough in the near term, but we think longer term, if you're a long-term investor, there's still opportunity.
So do you see the market getting volatile again? I mean, you mentioned, you know, this, I mean, we're seeing these cases skyrocketing. I mean, here in Idaho, I mean, we made the front fold of the New York Times over the weekend because our cases have just skyrocketed, gone through the roof. So how does that play into the market? Because at the same time, you know, we're not unique being Idaho. I mean, we're seeing this across the country.
What's different now than what it was in April is if when we see spikes, the shutdowns or the rollbacks of openings will be more local, you know, at the city or county level and not national as we saw in April. So while there may be spikes in Idaho or Florida and things start rolling back, but we don't see a national shutdown. So economic activity should continue. And we are seeing economic activity slow in July as states roll back some of their openings, and we saw that in California yesterday, but we still think growth will continue through the end of the year.
Have we used anything from countries that are, you know, in their recovery phase? I mean, let's take China, for example. Is there anything that we're learning as they progress through this that can translate here to the United States when it comes to our financial markets?
So the one thing we are learning, and it's a little bit controversial, is mask wearing. If you look in Southeast Asian countries where it is very common to wear a mask, those cases have been managed a lot better. But as we know in the United States, it's still somewhat controversial in some areas to wear a mask. But with respect to the economy, the key is just to get control of the spread of the disease and hospitalizations so people can get out and, you know, be active.
Well, and feel comfortable, not just going back to work, but frankly, even investing, I would think.
Exactly. I think, but the one thing we tell our clients that they have to remember is the stock market is a lot different than, you know, the local economy. Because if you look at the S&P 500, the largest companies are Amazon.com, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and the airlines and the retailers and the hotels are a very small part of that. So it's hard to disconnect the economy with the market, but sometimes you have to do that because you have to realize you're investing in Apple and Google and Netflix, and you're not investing in, you know, the local corner restaurant that's struggling right now.
Jason Norris is joining us. He's the Executive Vice President of Research and Portfolio Management at Ferguson Wellman. We're talking today about where we are going into the third quarter, talking about the financial markets. So, Jason, in your opinion, where are we in terms of a recession? I mean, a lot of people would say, well, this is, you know, we've never seen anything like this, especially when we look at those unemployment numbers. But do the markets say something different?
So we technically were out of the recession. It's crazy, but this was probably the shortest recession in history. It started in February and we believe ended in May because you started seeing economic activity pick up in June and July. And the one thing that investors have to remember is the stock market leads economic activity. We looked at some data back in 2008, 2009, and the unemployment was the worst in the financial crisis in February of 2010. However, the stock market bottomed a year earlier and then continued to rise after that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, when you invest, you have to realize that the economy is a lagging indicator and the market is looking forward and anticipating the future.
I like that you're so important that in the middle of this interview, you get a phone call. So
it's my home phone and it rarely rings. Oh. And apologize
for that. No, don't worry about it. So that's really interesting though. When you, because I would think that the average person who might be looking to invest might be saying like, wait a minute, we're still in a recession because all you have to do is look at those unemployment numbers. But if the market leads, then that is potentially what you should be looking at.
Exactly. So the market is, as they say, discounting 12 months into the future. And they're looking at the potential of a vaccines coming online, better therapeutics. Mm. You know, fortunately, you know, as more people are being hospitalized, less people are dying because the treatment is so much better because, you know, our healthcare system is starting to figure it out. And so looking into next year, it's not going to be normal again in 2021. But I think there'll be a pace of getting back to a new normal. But, you know, that can be a long time. And especially if you're in a state that, you know, like Idaho and even Oregon, you have to roll back some of the openings. You know, it can be disconcerting.
So would you say then that we are in an economic recovery phase? But as you just mentioned, this is not going to be quick.
Correct. We are technically in a recovery because we will see economic growth, but you know, there's an old adage: you're kind of bouncing off the floor. So you come down so low, you have a little rebound. You are growing, but there's still a long way to go to get back to where we were at the beginning of 2020.
So before I let you go, can you talk to us about something called omni-channel marketing? Like, what is it, first off, and then how some companies have actually been able to use this, not to just stay afloat, but I mean, to really thrive right now.
And I apologize. I don't know what omni-channel marketing is.
Oh, okay. That was one of the, well, no. That's quite all right. Can you talk about then about some company? Cause I'm thinking of companies like Amazon, like Nordstrom, like these companies that have really used this idea of switching everyone to online. I mean, that's what Amazon is known for, but you have these other companies who, when they had to close down, they didn't close down like their websites. I mean, in fact, they really just started this whole push for people to purchase more.
No, you are correct. So what we've seen with this COVID crisis is trends that were already occurring in the retail industry of things moving to more online and Amazon getting more of a presence. And this just pushed it. And companies that were able to manage their website and manage online delivery and takeout, getting beyond just the general retailers like a Chipotle, mm-hmm. their sales are actually growing year over year because they are managing that and it's just takeout. No one's sitting in their restaurants. So
fascinating.
Companies that have managed their web presence are starting to are really excelling in this crisis, and it's really showing the winners and the losers. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of losers. We've seen a lot of bankruptcies already.
So bottom line for folks as we are in the third quarter, best advice as I can't believe as we are moving into the last half of 2020.
So if you are currently invested, stay invested, especially if you're long-term. We expect that, you know, the fundamentals of the stock market will improve over the course of time. If you're not and you're really nervous and you're sitting in cash, then we would recommend start putting some of that to work, maybe just, you know, 10 to 15%, but we wouldn't be very aggressive, and just dollar cost average into the market over time.
Thanks so much, Jason. It's always good to get your advice on the show. We've been talking with Jason Norris. He's Executive Vice President of Research and Portfolio Management at Ferguson Wellman, talking about where we are moving into the last half of 2020 from a financial standpoint. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
You're listening to Idaho Matters.